For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. In our 8 years together, she's never once let that yellow mellow. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And yes, that's gross. And no, it's more than eight.
Nine-ish?
Nine-ish, almost.
We never live. We haven't lived together for nine.
No, we haven't. We lived together for like seven.
That's next level. If you're just dating someone and they come over for a movie night for a Netflix and chill, and they let it mellow.
Ew.
You can't let it mellow in somebody else's house. It has to be your joint domicile.
No, you can't let it mellow, period. Like I would be grounded as a kid if that happened. Like my parents would lose their shit.
Yeah.
Like I would be so disgusted. If you did that, I would have a hard time getting over it. Maybe pee nowadays. Sure, we've been married for a while, but
It's the mindset. The thought of, oh, we're conserving water doesn't trump the, you're just leaving urine in here for who knows how long.
Ugh.
If you want to be a good citizen, you get the low flush and the high flush toilets. You know how some of those toilets have like two? That's what you do if you want to be a civil person.
I always press the bigger button.
Me too, because I get a sense of joy from a powerful flush. But that's what you do if you're trying to conserve water. You don't let it mellow.
No. Remember when Jasmine came to Gino's house for the first time?
When they showed that clip.
Oh.
How did I forget that? That was a laugh out loud moment.
If I was Jasmine, that would have been the moment I would just turn it around.
Just the way, not the fact that he was letting it mellow, because I don't think anyone's that surprised. And it was the way he tried to like shimmy past her to flush it before she could see it.
It was shit. You know that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It wasn't pee.
Oh, absolutely.
It was shit.
Absolutely. Just festering in there for who knows. It was probably Uncle Gino or Uncle Marco. He probably was house sitting and let it.
No, it was definitely Gino.
Maybe
100%. He's like, because he was like, oops.
Just the way he's like, oh, don't mind that. Unbelievable.
Oh,
anyways, we're not here to talk about our bathroom habits. We're here to talk about, what is it, part three of this tell all?
Yes, give me more.
It's not the end. There's still two more parts somehow, somewhere.
Good. I'm excited.
What I find interesting and somewhat suspect is, they've clearly addressed that this is filmed over multiple days because we see them leave.
Yeah, they go home.
They go home. When they come back, they get into the same clothes.
Yeah.
So they're not editing it consecutively. They're definitely splicing and dicing and cutting it and editing it together.
Oh, for sure.
But it's just like, if you're going to show us that you're going home and it's not one continuous take, change your outfits.
Or maybe it would be difficult for them to be changing outfits and trying to come up with multiple outfits to fit with everything.
It'd be difficult for you having to do five outfit the segments.
Oh my gosh. I would like it.
I think our friends would love it. But it would take a toll on you.
It would take a toll on me for sure.
All right. Let's do a little business before we get into this episode real quick. We're on Patreon. We're on Supercast. What we're doing over there is talking about The Other Way.
Yes.
Our other favorite show that's on the air right now. 90 Day The Other Way. It's a great season so far. We are talking about it on the Cousins Club level, audio only. on the Patreon and Supercast. There's a video of us doing the pod at the Family Affair level. Mm-hmm. And the Family Affair level also has a monthly bonus.
Yes.
So, for instance, we talked about Dirty Pop. Okay.
Dirty Pop.
Dirty Pop. We've talked about The Man with 1,000 Kids. Talked about something else recently.
We talked about a lot of things.
Talk about a lot. And that's on the Family Affair level. So join us on Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality or marriedToReality.supercast.com. Of course, it's ad-free. There's no ads. There's none of this housekeeping. It's just straight content. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. That's where we update you with all good things, scheduling, whatnot. And most importantly, you can chat with us there.
Love it.
So message us, call in, share your thoughts. Also, just make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Michael being innocent because the PI came up with nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
So Michael, he hasn't been scamming Angela, or he has, but he did it diligently.
Oh, that's it. Nailed it. Rolled right off
can
the
you
tongue.
Help?
No.
Can you assist?
Diligently?
Yes.
Maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Stick a pin in that because we're going to get to that in a second. But okay. Yes, smash like it's as hot as the PI and all that.
As Michael's innocence.
Well, all right. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know us. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, okay, if you write a review, we'll read it on this podcast.
Yes.
All right. That is it. That's the business. What do you say? What do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's hear it because I didn't help you at all this week. It's been a busy week for me.
You sure didn't. But I think I got a couple interesting things Let's going on over here. So, by the way, number one, on August 6th, Gino shared some photos on Instagram of him at an airport.
Oh.
Where he was going, he didn't say. But, you know, there's 90 Day fans everywhere. Well, a couple of them spotted Gino in Las Vegas.
Interesting.
Okay, they saw him at the airport in Vegas, and he was with a mystery woman. All right.
Interesting.
Now, some people are speculating this was a crew member, someone from production. All right. So not sure what's going on there. But later, a video surfaced on Instagram of Gino at a restaurant in Vegas.
Which one?
I don't know. No. This time, he was filming.
Okay.
And filming with a woman who resembled Jasmine, but not sure if it was Jasmine.
Interesting.
So,
Gino on the single life?
That's the speculation is just that yes, he's potentially filming the single life in Vegas. What bothers me a little bit, what irks me is that someone's filming Gino and this mystery woman, right? Mm-hmm. Because they obviously know, oh, that's Gino from 90 Day Fiancé. Why not just put it on a little legwork and get a better shot and show us who this mystery woman is? Like, it almost makes me feel like it's some PR stunt of like trying to get people talking. Why would you not just walk up or walk around and show us who this woman is?
Maybe it's a nice restaurant and you don't want to walk around and film.
It looked like a carnival. It looked like a boardwalk restaurant. I don't know. It wasn't like a fancy.
Maybe it was old Las Vegas, the old strip.
It reminded me of a boardwalk from what I could see. It seemed like you could just go up and see who he was with, but the video just ends and we don't know. So I think the speculation is if it's not Jasmine, then maybe it is someone he's dating on the single life.
Interesting. I didn't see that, but my week was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I'm into Gino on the single life. It'd be sad if they split, but
it would
be surprising.
I don't think they're together.
I don't either.
We'll see.
All right. Well, by the way, number two.
All right.
Speaking of not being together. And I hope this isn't a spoiler alert, If you're super sensitive about spoilers, maybe skip ahead 2 minutes.
I am. Should I skip ahead?
Maybe go to the bathroom and flush.
Now I'm curious.
I think something's mellowing.
Please. Me, never.
All right. By the way, number two, Angela has filed for an annulment.
Oh, I saw that.
From Michael.
You cannot file for an annulment 2 years or more later, can you? I think there is a time limit on an annulment.
I feel like there is, but I feel like maybe because she's claiming it was fraudulent that there is no timeline. So she filed on June 20th in a Georgia court. Okay, so just months after Michael arrived in America. And her grounds for this annulment are that Michael fraudulently induced her into marriage for the purpose of gaining legal permanent resident status in the United States.
Oh, wow.
So big claim. She's claiming it was fraud from the get-go. She was duped. She claimed there was no joint property, no joint debt to be divided. So they didn't.
Easy.
Yeah, they didn't buy a house or cars or anything. So, okay. She asked her last name be restored to Deem. So I guess she did take his last name. And she's also asking that Michael be ordered to pay a reasonable amount of attorney fees and court costs in the case. And then she also declared she can't find Michael. She has no idea where he is. She said a diligent search has been made. Michael cannot be found within Georgia. I don't know where he lives. I don't know where he is. I've made efforts to find him. He's not from this country. I don't have contacts to his family in Nigeria. He just abandoned the marital residence, has not contacted me. And so I have no information about where he is or who he's with. So how do you serve him with papers? Angela's lawyer has asked permission to place an ad in the local newspaper. So that's his way of being served since they can't find
him. What local?
I don't know. That's the thing. If you don't know where he is, what newspaper do you put it in?
The New York Times, so it gets everywhere.
That wouldn't be a local paper. There's chatter that he's in Texas. Houston, maybe. But it's crazy. I mean, I don't think anyone's surprised about this either. Michael has yet to respond to the case. He's probably just keeping his head down, trying to stay out of Angela's
path. Honestly, if anyone who reviews it watched 90 Day and watched the abuse, how Angela yelled at him, constantly took his car apart, prohibited him of like hanging out with the goofballs and doing literally anything, no one's going to give it an annulment. People are going to be like, Michael, You deserve to stay in the United States.
I do think she would have a tough case to make because she's definitely not innocent.
No.
In her own right.
And she had multiple, like, she could have left him. She felt like it multiple times. So why did you marry him?
Exactly.
Why didn't you divorce him sooner? You brought him to the U.S.
Yeah. All right. That's 90 Day, by the way. Let's get right into it. Okay.
Speaking of.
The reason we're here. Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After.
Question mark.
Season 8, episode 22, Tell All, part 3. Who can keep count anymore? Angela and Michael. All right. This is the beginning of the end, although the beginning of the end was about 8 years ago. So here we are. Things are really starting to go sideways.
Yeah. Because Angela and Skyla are ganging up on Michael, and Angela's just saying that Michael is a gaslighter. I mean, is he really?
I have an issue with Angela's attitude and her act here because forget about, he lies about everything. He's gaslighting everything. She starts crying. She's trying to play the victim here, saying, I busted my ass. I had 3 jobs so I could get Michael over here. Well, then maybe you should have just let him work and he could have contributed and he could have helped pay his way over here. She's trying to play, woe is me. I work so hard. It's like, because you prohibited him from working.
Yeah. She prohibited him from a lot of things. Like, as I said, hanging out with the goofballs.
Yeah, I mean.
And all the other things. And now she's already standing and yelling once again telling him, you're sitting on my goddamn couch. Like, not everything is yours, Angela.
She pays
the couch,
taxes.
The house.
She pays taxes, Teresa, so it's her goddamn couch.
Well, that's my goddamn couch, too. I pay taxes, too. I'm not even a citizen. I pay taxes. It's my couch, too, then.
Yeah.
Michael sitting on my goddamn couch.
Get off our couch, Michael. No, it was the whole thing was insane. Just screaming in his face from the start.
Oh, my gosh.
And again, with the pity. Oh, you know, I do Botox. Not because I want to be young, but I don't want him to be walking around with a smoky ass wrinkled person. I don't feel bad for you.
No, you do. Angela. You do Botox because you want to do Botox. And that's cool. I think Michael was happy with her before. He never asked her to lose weight or make her boobs perkier or whatever.
Because he was scamming her. I don't think he had the intentions of sticking around long term.
I don't think he was scamming her. I just think he thought she's going to pass away soon with her lifestyle.
But that's somewhat of a scam. That's like an Anna Nicole Smith style scam.
True. But honestly, he lasted a long time. So... he deserves
it. Yeah, I don't think he thought it was going to take as long as it did. And he's not a quitter. That's one thing we can say about Michael is
he's not a quitter.
He's not a quitter. When he puts his mind to something, he follows through with it.
Yeah, he sure did. Small Ed is like a barnacle. Like Angela is a whale. And Small Ed is a barnacle just latching onto someone powerful in a way that doesn't give a shit about everyone else because he knows he is the most hated cast member and that is Angela who would probably beat him up. So he's just in her ass. He's like, why did you bring him here, Angie? It's like, Small Ed, just shut up.
Well, everyone was taking her side, which I didn't quite understand. Everyone was sympathizing with her.
Not everyone.
At this point, they kind of were. I think maybe because they were scared, like, oh boy, we better not cross her. She's going to turn her attention to us. But it felt like everyone was sympathizing with her. And then Sean brought up the Paradise Men Facebook group.
Yes.
And Michael has to explain himself here. And I applied for a couple visas before now. I applied for a K-1 and got denied, so I got into this group to learn more. People have information, they upload it, that's why I'm in that group. And other people on that stage admitted to also being in similar groups.
But Michael is the admin.
That's the difference. So Michael's the group administrator.
Yes. And We looked at blogs too when we were doing.
You are currently, I feel like, Czechs in America.
Czech and Slovak women.
In America. Well, Michael
Czech
said.
Czech and Slovak women.
Michael said everyone in here was a man.
Yeah, but my group is people live here. No one's asking, oh, how do I get to America?
Right.
That's the other group I'm part of, unfortunately. It's the Czechs and Slovaks in Florida. Ooh. That group is awful. I removed myself. Someone added me back. They all are just a bunch of morons and they're all like literally trying to scam the system.
But they're already here in Florida?
Yeah. Or a lot of people from Czech saying, hey, how can I get to Florida and legally work there or illegally and get a driver's license? And there are some people who are like, you need to do it the right way. Don't scam the system. But there are some saying, hey, DM me.
Well, here's the pinned post that should be at the top of this group. If you're a foreigner and you want to come to America, just get on 90 Day Fiancé. Florida seems to be where all 90 Dayers go to reside.
Or just do it the right way. Like either have a business, try to apply for a business visa or study. There are ways, but it needs to be legit. Come as an au pair. That is a work and travel that you can do for a couple of months if you want to try it out. Like, there are legal ways to do this, right?
Of course.
So.
All right. So then Sean asks Angela to tell Michael what she did. Tell Michael how you found a private investigator at a Chinese buffet. Michael was shocked, to say the least. But she hadn't even talked to him to find out what he's found.
Yeah, because she's scared. It's like, Well, you pay the PI. Aren't you curious?
It just seems like a little bit of theater here. Like, okay, well, let's just reveal it on TV. That's how it comes across to me.
I feel like maybe she did talk to him. Maybe she was upset he didn't find anything.
Maybe.
But TLC did find Todd, the PI.
Please welcome Todd to the stage. I love how he went and sat next to Michael.
I know, the small couch.
I'm going to keep my eye on you.
I have 189-page long report on Michael.
is that an investigative report or a love letter from Shekinah's ex? What is in this thing?
Well, here is how he basically made us all think it's going to be spicy. He's like, so Michael, if there is anything you want to disclose, now is a good time.
But it's not even how you make it seem spicy. It's how you're just throwing one Hail Mary of like, I'm going to get something. I need to find something. I couldn't do it myself. Maybe he'll just volunteer. Maybe he's dumb enough to just volunteer.
Yeah. Well, nope. Nothing. So he's like, Michael has a presence on social media. How many Facebook accounts do you have? None.
I feel like this was Todd's initial investigation.
Yeah.
Like that 189 pages was just, he printed off who knows what. And just now he's like, well, all right, let's see what I can find out. Michael, how many Facebook accounts do you have?
And Michael was like, none. He's like, okay, so how many Instagram accounts do you have? Oh, you have 3. It's like,
no, people imitate.
People imitate. Me. Yeah.
The whole thing just seemed a little unprofessional. Like Todd had nothing.
Well, he found Cheetah, obviously. And then one woman that Michael had a relationship with, and or he thinks that Michael may have a relationship with, and Michael says, well, I've known her for a long time, like it's a friend. And Angela's first question, how old is this bitch?
Well, hold on, let's go back to Cheetah, because the one thing that I found peculiar, and Todd the PI did not pick up on or just glossed over, was that Michael said he met Cheetah in one of the Visa groups he was in. She messaged Michael to talk about her mother or something, right?
Mm.
Michael said there was all men in these.
But before he said he's helping Cheetah and her husband with the Visa.
So you think, I thought it was about her mother, but all right, maybe Cheetah's husband was in the group, you think?
That's either the truth or one of the lies, one of the many lies.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is they found nothing on Michael, but he has admitted to cheating.
Yeah.
Yes, he got to VJ. Like, he does lie.
He does, but he always tells the truth.
It's true. Angela could have saved some money on Todd and just waited a couple months and everything would come out. Michael would share the truth.
Well, not really, because I don't think Angela even believes Todd. I think she only believes what she wants to believe, meaning she would only believe Todd if he dig up some dirt.
True, it's fake news. Todd is fake news in her mind.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, he's just siding man to man. He's just siding with Michael. That's not true. You're right. And I think she feels like there's no chance that Michael didn't sleep with someone or maybe he did.
It's just maybe he didn't post about it on social media, so now Todd can't find it.
Yeah. I think the scam is that he wanted to use Angela to come to the States. I don't think he was scamming other women or in a relationship with other women. Maybe back home while he was waiting all this time to come to the States, he did hook up with some girls, who knows, with the goofballs. But I think he had Angela on the hook. He's not going to risk that. This is a pretty surefire thing. They're on 90-day fiance. It seems like it's going to come to fruition eventually. I don't think he was trying to play the odds and get involved with other women.
No, but also, there is still this one thing I keep thinking about. If he really wanted to come to the U.S., well, maybe he wanted to find love too. Why didn't he find someone closer to his age, someone who's nicer, someone who it would be easier to get to the States, because that would be, it's easier to prove it through a relationship when things are a little cleaner.
Because to be in a real relationship, there has to be love both ways. Angela, I feel like, thinks she's unlovable, and who wants to be with her? She's got a crazy attitude and personality.
Crazy attitude.
Right? She's very dehydrated. So she finds Michael, and she buys it, hook, line, and sinker. And Michael just is not really looking for love necessarily. He's looking to get here. That's his number one priority. Mm. And so here we go.
If, 8 years?
Yeah.
Damn.
If he was going to get into a serious relationship and find someone that he loved and loved him, that's a lot harder to do. I mean, think about how hard it is to find love in the country you live in.
True.
Now you have to find it in another country and they have to be willing to bring you over. And like, it's
no,
way too complicated.
I never said it was easy, but I said there was another way. Like, if he was looking for love, but maybe he wasn't. Sean asks the question we all wanted to know. Is there an evidence of Michael cheating? Besides what he admitted to, there is none.
Yeah. There was absolutely nothing. Todd couldn't even say anything negative about Michael.
Because, well, here's another thing. You remember Angela? He was forbidden to have social media accounts.
True.
So there is nothing.
Like, true.
What are you going to dig up about him if he couldn't do shit?
That's a very good point. She almost, in a way, impeded him from cheating. It was just funny when Todd's like, nah, didn't find anything. Everyone on stage was like, come on, you must have found something. Like, there must have been something on Michael. And Todd's just like, no.
Well, Angela is now pissed, not just at Michael, but at Todd too, because she storms off, followed by Scala, but Scala sticks around. I think Sean asked her to.
Yeah.
And Scala thinks that Mama and Michael just need to break up.
Which I think we all agree with.
But she also says, I know Mama can be passionate.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she explained Angela's angry outbursts. She calls it passion.
That's one way to describe it.
And Jasmine's like, I wouldn't treat a dog the way she treats Michael.
Yeah.
Why do you have to pick a dog?
Yeah, I would hope not.
Yeah,
Jasmine.
Jeez, Jasmine.
Yeah. English is not her first language.
Yeah, but now we see that she's not a dog person, clearly.
Definitely not a dog person. Yeah, yeah. Crazy. But that was it for Angela and Michael.
Yeah, right? We go into the break and Michael tries to follow Angela once again.
Yeah, just let it go, Michael.
Let her go, Michael. Just be free.
Just go get a head start on wherever you ran off to. All right, so they take a break. I think this is a good time for us to take a break.
Yes.
When we come back, we'll talk about Patrick and Thais, all right?
Yes.
We'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here's the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MARRIED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MARRIED for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Theresa. How are things?
Things are good. I'm excited to move on from Angela because that was a lot of yelling.
A lot of toxicity in the first half of this
episode. One of my favorite songs.
By System of a Down.
Exactly.
What an underappreciated band.
I think.
Yeah.
It's great when you guys are driving and it's late at night. You need to keep yourself awake. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Not a great karaoke song.
You tried?
No, but I was at a karaoke bar a few weeks back. I was traveling for work.
You didn't tell me.
I sent you the video, Theresa.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I still have it on my phone. There was a guy doing System of a Down.
Don't have that.
Very unsuspecting, I should say, to paint the picture. I was sitting there with my group, and he was there with his, I don't know, boyfriend, partner, whomever. I don't know if they were married. And his partner went first, took the stage first, did a Disney song.
Okay.
Classic Disney song.
What's that?
I forget exactly which one.
Is it
one.
The Let It Go, Let It Go?
No, it wasn't Frozen. I think it may have been.
I don't know how you know that. But
I think it may have been a Little Mermaid song.
I don't know the song.
I forget exactly, but it was a Disney song for sure. And quite the pipes on this young man. Killed it, brought the house down. He comes and sits back down. A couple people go in between and they call up his partner, right? First guy did Disney. So who knows what he's going to do? And he launched into System of a Down and it was wild and opposites attract. And I was singing my head off. I was doing backup from my seat.
Nice.
But I had never heard System of a Down song at karaoke.
I have thought of that before.
Well.
But I've never gotten that drunk while doing karaoke to pull it off.
That's probably not true, but okay.
Maybe I don't think of it. I have an issue when we karaoke and we get to the place, I blank out on what all the songs I can sing pretty well.
Hey, you freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why we started a shared notes list.
Yeah, we have a shared notes list about karaoke songs. Yes. Good stuff.
All right. Patrick and Thais. We learned Thais got some boobs.
Yes. Don't have boobs. I'm not a mom. But I feel like if you're ever thinking of having another kid, isn't it better to wait?
I don't know.
But Thais did it. What's her name with Joby?
Yara?
Yara did it. I was going to say Laura. I don't know why. Yeah. Yara did it. My friend, Teresa, did it, and they're thinking of having a third kid. So I was like, well, what are you going to do with the boobs?
Yeah, I always thought, and I guess it's just a misconception, that if you do get a boob job, you can't breastfeed. But I think that's false. I think that is a misconception. And so I think it's perfectly fine.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, it's probably going to take a toll on those things.
Well, I feel like, yeah, apparently Yara said her boobs look like pepperoni. I don't know what it looks like. I've never seen a pregnancy boobs.
Yeah, well, now I want Domino's, but...
Oh, speaking of pizza, I forgot to tell you. On Friday, we did pizza lunch with some work peeps, right? Mm-hmm. So I called the pizza in, and on their website, they said they have a garden pizza, right?
Gross.
Garden pizza. Okay. So I'm calling and asking for the garden pizza. And this person is like, garlic pizza? I'm like, no, garden pizza. She's
you
like,
called it in?
Yeah.
First mistake.
And she's like, garlic? I was like, no garlic. Garden. And I started doing British accent. I'm like, garden.
Oh, that definitely clears it up.
And she's like, are you saying garden? I was like, yes, I'm saying garden. G-I-R-D-E-N. Garden. That's where you grow vegetables.
Not how you spell it.
And she's like, what is it? I was like, you have it listed on your website. I was like, This is what's on the pizza. So I listed the toppings and she said, well, we don't have it. We have vegetable pizza. And she listed the same toppings. I was like, so you just told me that you have the garden pizza. You just don't know your menu. And you didn't understand me. Can you believe that?
I actually can.
But can you believe that I did a British accent trying to make her understand?
I don't know why you wouldn't do an American accent.
I was like, I did at first. I said garden pizza.
Yeah.
She's like, no, she's garlic. I'm like, garden. She's like, garlic. I'm like, garden. So just an FYI, I don't think I will ever be ordering from that place.
Understood.
So.
All right, back to the boobs. Apparently, Patrick showed Thais striptease and said, you should get those.
Like Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Good boobs.
Good. Yeah, solid breasts, I guess. And that's what Patrick wanted and that's what Patrick got.
Yeah. But here's the issue. The biggest issue. Patrick wants more kids. Mm-hmm. As soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Thais, maybe in 5 years or so. Maybe never. And I always forget that she's just 27. She's very young. Yara's younger too.
Yeah.
The guys are older, so I get it. They kind of want to get it going, but the girls are young.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up Yara and Jovi because I was getting a little Jovi and Yara-esque this segment, how Thais is withholding sex because she's nervous they can get pregnant again. Like, there's definitely some secrecy maybe, or they're not communicating clearly and taking actions to prevent this child the way Yara was taking birth control.
But we go deeper because one of the issues why Thais does not want to have more kids is because Patrick always travels. She's always away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she is home alone. Now with just one kid. Two kids.
Yeah.
That might be a lot.
Two kids in Miami. They moved to Miami,
I guess. That's another thing. They moved to Miami. And they didn't even say that at all.
No, but it was only a matter of time. Everyone moves to Florida.
Yeah, it's the land of the 90-dayers.
On the show. But yeah, apparently in Miami now he's going out more. Patrick's going to dinner with his friends and ends up at the club. And I feel like Thais would enjoy Miami more.
Yeah.
It's got more flavor. Although I guess Vegas is...
Vegas is fun.
I
like
too.
Vegas more than Miami.
I agree. Thais doesn't want to have more kids. Patrick apparently wants several more.
And this whole conversation brings up more insecurities. And that's one of them is trust. And they didn't really come out and say it. But Thais was like, yeah, like when he travels so much, I track his phone. So like I see what he's doing. So it's like, okay, tracking your phone is good. But if you see what he's doing, well, why are you insecure?
Well, I mean, there's ways around the old phone thing. If you really wanted to get away with something, just leave your phone at the office. Or
I might need to start keeping a better eye on you. I mean, you have all these answers to these questions. I don't want to know.
I mean, we're together nonstop. But it's the age-old question. I feel like Sean brings up the tracking of the location every tell-all. Manuel.
Oh, the last person to call someone toxic.
I almost threw my cell phone at the TV. track that, Manuel. He's like, oh, yeah, tracking is for toxic couples. So you guys must have AirTags implanted in your bodies if tracking is for toxic couples.
Well, Ashley whispers he's been tracked. So she's tracking him. He doesn't know that, but he says, oh, it's better if I have my own money, I have my own freedom, I have my own stuff, aka he's barely married. Mm. But Ashley is tracking him. Mm. Maybe she saw this viral video of a woman sewing the Apple tracking into guy's sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think how you reference this technology is very telling. So when we talk about it, we say we share our location.
Yeah.
If someone says, oh, yeah, we track.
Yeah.
There's something nefarious about that. I don't say, oh, yeah, I track Teresa. I say we share each other. We share our locations. So, yeah. I mean, Rob was saying how Sophie was tracking him for years and he didn't even know about it. Ashley is tracking. So, yeah, if you're tracking, I think there is something toxic to that. And you need to work on your trust and communication.
For sure. Well, before they can do all of this, let's have Brother John run in and join.
John's in Miami too, and he lied to Megan about it, which is you should track your partner if they're not telling you where they are specifically.
Yeah, but why would he, they live in Texas. So what is he telling her if he's working in Miami?
I don't know, but it seems like he moved to Miami.
Yeah.
Not just that he's there for work.
But they're apparently going strong, still engaged.
But he's like, yeah, I told her I moved to Florida. I wasn't specific about Miami. It's like, that is a huge red flag.
Yeah. And also, why wouldn't you say you moved to Miami?
Because there is a certain connotation with Miami.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Well, it's sexual.
Yeah. And so is New York, and so is LA, and so is Vegas.
New York's not sexual. It can be. But
I don't find Miami sexual, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, Miami's sexual.
Really?
I think that's the idea of it. Like Miami Beach, the clubs, all the sexy people, the cocaine. It's just it's a party. I think New York is more like business, hustle, bustle.
True.
Wall Street.
True.
You know? Vegas, sure. But more of like one night stand, bachelorette party.
Okay.
Sexuality.
Sure. I mean, you go to Miami all the time, so you probably know best.
I go for work.
Well, so long story short, Megan is going to probably watch this. Or someone's going to watch it and tell her. So John is very nonchalant about this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's nonchalant about everything.
True.
He doesn't give a shit about anything. I mean, we flash back to John calling Thais's friends sluts. And he's like, you must go down, bitch. If you're a bitch, you're a bitch. he just doesn't care about anything.
No. And Thais's issue with John is that he didn't respect her friend. He doesn't respect women. And he doesn't respect her. And she just starts crying because apparently when he comes over, he doesn't say hi to her.
Which is very rude.
It is very rude, but I have a hard time. Like when you walk into a place, you always say hi. It's almost an automatic.
It's just habit.
Like I don't even give a shit who I'm saying hi to. There are people I say hi. Yeah, so I find it difficult that he just doesn't.
Well, that's the issue. Is I think he's almost going out of his way not to say hi because they've got beef. And so he's giving her the silent treatment.
Yeah. And he says, you're 27. I'm 40. What do you want to talk about? Which is BS.
It's complete BS, and she's not even asking to have a conversation. She's asking for you to acknowledge her presence when you're in her home.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends who are way older than me, and we get along very well. We have a lot to chat about.
Sure. I get along with the elderly probably more than people.
I do too. I have some younger friends too, and we get along as well. But there's always something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the silent treatment, Patrick is just silent this whole time. He's not taking sides. He's not defending his wife. And Sean calls him out on it. And his response is just, oh, I love them both. And I don't want to upset either of them. And everyone, like, in unison is saying, like, wife comes first.
Of course. Wife is your immediate new family.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should stand up for your partner.
Exactly.
So Thais just started crying. Patrick is stammering. He can't say anything. He's just, he says hi. He said hi before. And John's like, I can't even fall for these tears. She doesn't even say hi to me. So it's just such a weird, immature argument.
Yeah, I think they're just mad at each other.
For whatever reason. I think, yeah, John's probably mad at Thais for stealing Patrick away. Mm-hmm. They had this bond, this brotherhood, the two amigos. And I think Thais is probably just upset that John is a bit of a bad influence, this party guy, this rough and tumble guy. And
not even that, but he's everywhere. He's lived with them.
True.
He works with them when they travel. He's everywhere.
True. Speaking of traveling, Sean brings up Brazil and wonders if Thais is going to visit Brazil anytime soon. And we learn she got her green card.
Yeah, congrats. That's big.
So she can visit without Patrick.
And not just visit. They both want to live there permanently. I think Patrick wants to live there because that's when Thais would probably agree on more kids.
True.
She would have family and help around.
True.
I just don't know what he would do for a living. I think he's making decent money if he's paying for Thais. I'm sure he's helping out John. He's paying for Jose, right?
Yeah.
He must be making some cash in the U.S. What is he going to do in Brazil?
It's a good question.
Jose made it sound like it's really hard to make money.
It's a good question. But I feel like Thais would definitely be down to move because John has no intention of going.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I wouldn't. They don't speak much English there. So I don't think I would go. So I feel like Thais is packing her bags.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sean's like, all right, well, thanks, John. Thanks for being here. You're free to go. And he jogs off the set.
The same way he jogged on.
Thais is like, why is he always running?
It's like Forrest Gump.
I think because he probably sustains on multiple Monster energy drinks a day. It was hilarious. Why is he jogging? Why was he jogging?
That's a John.
All right. And then we turn to Rob and Sophie.
Yes. Are you back together? No, but we are hanging out. But it's sexless. So basically, they're trying to be friends.
Okay. Yeah, they're not living together. They're not banging each other. And Rob has plans to move back to LA without Sophie, most likely, because she doesn't know where she wants to live.
Which I don't understand why, because I'm sure he has a little better life in Austin. Everything's cheaper in LA.
Yeah, cost of living.
Cost of living. I don't know what he does for a living. Maybe there are opportunities in LA now for him.
Yeah, he's in the entertainment business
now.
But that doesn't seem like it's going to be a joint move. Although Sophie did think there was more romance. One day she got what she thought was a love letter. Turned out it was just a list of chores she had to do.
Well, he keeps saying it, and I believe it, that Sophie is extremely messy.
That would
bother me too. And here comes the big flushing discussion.
On the list of things to do, aside from putting away her makeup, was flush the toilet.
Yes, and she says, well, when I pee at 2 a.m., I don't want to wake you up. I don't even give a shit if you wake me up.
Yeah.
Flush this toilet.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I wake up when you leave the bed automatically.
Correct.
So please flush the toilet.
Correct. And I feel like we're the odd ones out here because everyone on set was like, yeah, we don't flush pee. Is this, what is it, like a new trend that's sweeping TikTok?
Are we the weirdos?
Are we
the weirdos?
No, I don't think so. I think we're civil human beings.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'm okay with, and I do it sometimes, but I don't do it on purpose. I blow my nose and I throw the napkin in the toilet.
You sure do.
And I always try to flush it, but sometimes I run off because in my mind I didn't pee, so.
Yep, I see that. And I'm always scared what's underneath.
No, it's always my blow.
Your blow?
Yeah.
Good.
Whatever you call it.
Mm,
My blow.
Your boogers.
No. I hate that word.
Your booger. Your mucus.
Oh, yes.
It's your blow.
It's
it's your after blow.
I like it better than, well, I can't even say it.
Yeah, don't say it. Okay. All right. So then Rob learns for the first time with all of us, he learns that Sophie has been with a woman.
Yeah, but apparently it was when she was like 18 and they didn't date. They just hooked up.
I'm a little torn because Sophie's defense is, well, he asked if I dated women. I said no. He didn't ask the follow-up question. It's like, well, come on, you know what he was asking.
I think she was maybe afraid to tell him.
Sure, and understandable. But now say that. Don't put it on him like, oh, he didn't ask the right question, so I didn't tell him. Just be like, oh, I wasn't comfortable when he asked, so I kept that to myself, and I think everyone would respect that. She's, to use everyone's favorite word, like almost trying to gaslight him, saying, no, I was 100% honest. He didn't ask the right question, so he didn't get the answer that he was looking for.
Yeah, and speaking of other women, let's have Kay join us on stage.
Yeah, okay.
And Kay comes in with some knowledge.
Freudian slip, Kay, when she was like, we've been trying for a month. I mean, they've been trying for a month. That is psycho behavior.
Yes, like she rubs me the wrong way. Because first of all, she's like, yeah, they don't know how to talk to each other. Like, okay, they don't, Kay, but you're not the expert here. You're the self-claimed best friend because apparently Sean asked the question we all were wondering.
Yes.
She's very, very straight. There is no romantic connection to Sophie whatsoever. Well, she's just a very good friend.
Sean asked, are you attracted to Sophie? And Kay was like, let me clear something up. I'm 100% straight, very, very straight. What am I going to do
almost
with some...
Almost too straight, the way she said it.
She said almost
she's too like, very, very straight. It's like, you're really trying to tell us that you are. Are you hiding something?
Yeah, what are you going to do with some... what am I going to do with some titties? She says. all right. So it means you thought about it and you came up empty-handed. No pun intended. But Rob's like, I'm not going to say Sophie being upset isn't valid, but she took the easy route to go and move in with Kay.
True.
I agree with that. You guys are married. Work it out. Don't run away to Kay's. Or if you do run away to Kay's, run away for a night, collect yourself, calm down, and then go speak to your husband about it. Don't go move in with someone else for months at a time.
Yeah. And then we see the clip of Rob at the strip club for his birthday.
Yeah. And Rob basically did the same thing Sophie did when asked, have you been with a woman? And she said, no. Well, she had been. It just wasn't the right question. When Sophie was like, oh, did you get her number? And he was like, no. But he did get in touch with her.
Well, he answered her question. And Sophie said, well, but I saw that bitch on your Instagram. And he said, she found me.
Yeah.
And I accepted it.
Yeah, but he could have come clean and said.
But then he also said, we talked a little bit. I think he's answering the questions that are posed to him because this is such a thin ice to navigate.
Yeah.
That
he is.
He's just answering the question that are being asked. And when it comes down to it, he was honest. He said, yeah, I followed her back. Did you talk? Yeah, we chatted a little bit. Like, he said it.
No, I know. I'm just, if I'm going to accuse Sophie of something, it's the same for Rob. They basically both danced around the question.
They did, but I think Rob, it was okay he went. She didn't want to be with him. It was his birthday. Like, I'm sure if she said, hey, let's try, let's be together, let's go, let me take you out for dinner, I don't think he would fly to KC and went to a strip club.
No. The going to the strip club is, well, I don't even think it was a strip club, it was just a club. The going to the club is not the issue. It's him communicating with this girl who he knows is into him. It's not like, oh, we met at a bar and we had something in common, we're in the same industry or whatever, so we were chatting. This girl was throwing herself at Rob and he decided to continue to communicate with her on Instagram. That's the issue.
It is the issue, but he at least admitted, he said, I was enjoying the attention. Like, someone wanted me for once. That's not what I get from my wife. And so I can believe I'm team Rob, but he's been trying and I think he just reached the point that it's my fucking birthday and my wife is in a club with Kay.
True.
She lives with Kay. She left multiple times. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah.
See that?
Oh.
And then we get a nice promo. Tee it up for the last resort.
Oh, yeah.
And Jasmine's like, what about therapy? What about one last chance? What about the last, your last resort? Would that be therapy? And so he's like, well, we haven't tried that, but maybe we would.
Yeah.
So I think we've heard murmurs, which are not mermaid whispers, but we've heard murmurs that they are on the last resort. So let's see.
Yeah. And we also heard follow-up rumors that they were spotted together just out and about. So maybe it worked.
Maybe. So that's it for the day. They call it. Sean says everyone's free to go back to the mansion. And they head that way. The house gets divided between flushers and non-flushers. Okay? And Smallhead, the perv that he is, wants to go check Sophie's toilet.
Yeah, because Sophie and Rob and Patrick and Thaise took a different van. And they're still on the way.
Yeah, I don't know why there was like a 30-minute gap between these two vans.
Yeah.
But there was enough time for Smallhead to lead the charge to Sophie's bathroom to look and see if it was flushed. Turns out it was flushed. Okay, but I'm going to do a little detective work here. All right, Todd, take notes. Seat was up. So last person to flush it or to use the toilet was a guy.
Also, I'm sure the cleaning lady is coming during the day.
Yeah, but if they're cleaning it, they're going to put the seat back down.
Are they?
Yeah, so a cleaning lady would put the seat back down.
Yeah.
I think she did her business, let it mellow. Rob came in last. He did his business. And then like a gentleman, flushed the toilet. And like a gentleman, put the seat up. So just two for Rob for being a gentleman. And I don't think so. I don't think that's proof that Sophie flushes.
Like a gentleman, he should have kept the seat down, by the way.
He should have put it back down. Yeah. He's trying. Okay?
He's trying.
So then speaking of tubs full of urine.
Smallhead loves hot tubs with other 90-dayers.
Loves it.
He loves to marinate with people who all hate him.
Loves it. I don't know what it is about a hot tub with your enemies, but...
But so many people in the hot tub, and they keep jumping in and out.
So many.
So we start with Smallhead, Ashley, Thaise, Liz, and Pat.
Where was Jason? Because Liz is there. But did he only get to stay in the house the night he appeared on the tell-all?
I think so.
Like, isn't that strange? Okay, let's bring him in for one night, but then he has to leave?
Yeah, I think only if you're part of the tell-all, because we have John coming in, and I believe he's only coming in for the night.
Oh, that's true. So. I'm glad Jason left, because they were annoying me. You guys know they were annoying me. But yeah, then everything, the tub was at capacity. Everyone was in there. And Smallhead starts going at Sophie and Thaise for not defending him.
Yeah, and Thaise was like, well, you told me to grow up. And Smallhead was like, well, Patrick needs to wear the pants.
Mm.
Dude, someone needs to smack you in the head and remove you from the top because what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick said they share the pants. Well, he didn't say that. He said they both wear the pants.
Sure. That's not about who wears the pants, it's about who shares the pants.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Thaise couldn't stand the heat, so she got out of the hot tub.
Yes.
But she goes from one situation to the next because she goes inside and John's playing pool with Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe's like, you guys could be friends. Like, Thaise, John, you should smooth things over. Have you guys ever hugged? Patrick's just like, no, they don't do that.
So Thaise says, like, I just want his respect.
Yeah.
And they both promise to kind of like work on the relationship and they give each other this awkward hug.
Yeah.
But I guess it's better than nothing.
They're trying.
Yeah.
John's like, I'm going to extend the olive branch.
And all right.
Yeah, they tried. And then back outside, now Rob and Sophie are going at it. Because apparently, Rob's been talking to some women online.
Classic
Rob, who says, I was just being nice. But Sophie says, I have the receipts, Rob.
Yeah, but they're not together. They're not sleeping together. They are not living together. They're not together.
But then
Sophie said it too. They're trying to be friends.
But pooper, get off the pot. And if you get off the pot, flush it. Because You guys aren't divorced yet. You guys are, quote unquote, hanging out. So if you're trying to make an effort, Rob, make the effort and don't be distracted by other women. Or just call it quits and do what you want to do.
I almost feel like Sophie's doing this to stay married long enough so she gets her green card. Yeah. This way they can just be friends. They don't have to have sex or anything. True. She's trying.
Tales all this time.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. Another classic Disney song. All right. That is part three.
We have two more to go.
Two more.
I wonder if Angela will return.
No, I don't know. We'll have to see. Wait and find out. But there we go. Part three in the books. Two more to go. Hope you guys are enjoying this tell-all. It's a five-part tell-all. They're telling it all. There's going to be nothing left to tell.
All of it.
When they get to the end of this. So thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way, check us out on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Of course, it's ad-free. There's no business up top. You get a bonus, a monthly bonus on the Family Affair level plus video. It's a good time, Patreon and Supercast. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Call in, message us there, share your thoughts.
Yes.
We love to hear from you. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the hot tub.
It's boiling. It's bubbling hot. And if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we are suckers for a little love. It is the season to share some love, yes. Right? Why not? So if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
I think you probably said a little too much.
I think you've said a little too much.
I'm going to go check the toilet. All right.
Please.
And I'll report back. So that is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
Sure have. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.